It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock with Hunter.
Hey.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's time.
Podcast time. As always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Your full service motorcycle repair shop. Big bikes, little bikes, old bikes, new bikes. If you need your motorcycle worked on, that's the place you got to go, Gilson Cycle.
Fucking sweet electric bikes.
Just fucking sweet electric bikes, bro. anyway, but like I said, we'll hear a word from our sponsor in just a little bit. But it is time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact and one stupid opinion that no one should hear ever. Like, no one should hear these stupid opinions.
That comes from us.
That's from us. That's our contribution. I like this one. This is kind of funny and sad. The reason Chuck E. Cheese loves celebrating birthdays is, according to a book on his origin story, he's an orphan who didn't know his own birthday, so he loved other kids' parties.
What? That's what they thought of, huh? Somebody had to write that.
Somebody wrote that. I mean, obviously, I'm not laughing at orphans, man. It sucks. Like, all right, you got kids. But why? Why you couldn't pick just a cheerier thing for this fictional character?
It's made up.
Yeah.
It's not.
Let's find the darkest, saddest backstory. Oh, yeah. His parents were killed in a tragic accident. Chuck E. Cheese was an orphan. God.
His grandmother murdered his parents, and he became an orphan. And then he got a disease, and
he had polio when he was a child in the orphanage, and they couldn't afford getting him the vaccine. So now it's like, gee, good God, man.
Tragic story.
You couldn't just say he's a fun loving mouse that enjoys making other people happy. No. He's an orphan. He has a tragic backstory, but now he loves throwing parties for everyone. Good God, Chuck E.
Anybody
Cheese.
Anybody else want to take a shot at writing this? Anybody? No?
Right. Yeah, you
where
got this.
Going with that?
I can just see it. The board meeting now. They're like, all right, folks, we finally got the capital. We're able to launch Chuck E. Cheese nationwide. We're super excited. Kids everywhere are going to be able to have the birthdays of their dreams. But our main character, Chuck E. Cheese, we got to have a backstory. And you got all these people throwing ideas out. Well, like, what if we just say he's a mouse from outer space and the planet he came from is full of pizza and parties? And oh, that's a good idea, John. Well, hey.
Anybody else?
Mark, you in the back sulking. What do you think we should write about? He turns around in his chair. Oh, how about he was an orphan.
He looks like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, yes. He's petting a ball, one of those Siamese cats. Like, Jesus, man. Who let that guy write Chuck E. Cheese's horrible backstory?
That's pretty funny, though, dude.
Dude.
So Chuck E. Cheese isn't a thing anymore, though, is it? Or is it?
No, Chuck E. Cheese is still around. I'm sure they've probably shut down quite a few. I remember going to Chuck E. Cheese. Actually, wasn't there a story we read not too long ago where they were trying to, like, drum up business so they had beer now available at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, you're right. You're
something like
right.
that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was something like that. Or did they always have beer?
No, I don't think they always had beer. I mean, who knows, though? The last time I was there, I was a minor, so I don't know. Yeah. Not like I was saying, hey, can I get two pitchers of beer and some pizzas for my sixth birthday party over here? Come on.
I think there was a video, too, of a Chuck E. Cheese that, like, burn up in a fire. And, like, the animatronics were still working.
Oh, my God. Terrifying.
Creepy.
That's like what's that, Five Nights at Freddy's kind of deal? It's like, Jesus Christ, man. This is horrifying. But yeah, that to me is just baffling. The fact that this went through, they had meetings. Whenever I read something crazy like this with a business, I just always imagine the board meetings and how this went down. And literally,
yeah, how it played out.
Like,
know?
People, like CFOs and vice presidents and marketing staff, and they're spending, you know, millions of dollars. And this is what went through. They're
Somebody approved that.
Yeah.
Somebody approved
Multiple
it.
Multiple people approved it. That's the worst part. This had to go through multiple channels.
That sounds pretty good. We'll go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese, an orphan. Just a horrible backstory.
Jesus.
All right. So there you go. That was one of the best facts I think we've ever had. I love that
fact. I like that one.
Great.
Yeah, learn a little bit about Chuck E. Cheese today.
Now I'm sad. Next time I go, I'm just going to go up to the mouse and be like, I'm so sorry, and hug him.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
Yeah, the one teenager that's in the Chuck E. Cheese costume is like, what the hell? Why is this guy crying and hugging me? This doesn't
on my
sense.
Shoulder.
Yes. Oh, I'm so
hey, Charles,
sorry.
Yeah. Charles, get over here. I got to talk to you.
You want to join us? All right, there you go. That's your fact and opinion for you on a Thursday or whatever the hell you're listening to this. And we'll be back next time with another fact and another opinion here on your Plan B After Show podcast. And here's a word from our sponsor, Gelson Cycle. Gelson.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.